I've done enough. A saint I've been. Won't that atone? Won't you let him in? The chosen expect to find some way of coaxing or fooling or bribing you so that their relations can amble through. So, St. Peter, my sight is dimmed, but I don't like the way your whiskers are trimmed. They're cut too wide and outward tossed. They'd look much better narrow, cut straight across. And, St. Peter, it seems to me that this gate isn't kept as it ought to be. You should stand by that opening there and not sit down in that easy chair. Well, we must be going, our crowns to win. So open, St. Peter, and we'll pass in. St. Peter sits silent and stroked his staff, but in spite of his stature, he had to laugh. Then he said with a fiery gleam in his eye, "Who's tending this gateway, you or I?" And then he arose in stature tall and pressed the button beside the wall and said to the imp who answered the bell, "Escort this woman around to hell." The man stood still as a piece of stone, sadly, gloomily, there alone. For a lifelong settled idea he had that his wife was good and he was bad. And if she went to the regions dim, then there wasn't a ghost of a show for him. And so he turned by habit bent to follow wherever the woman went. St. Peter, standing on duty there, observed that the top of his head was bare. And he called the gentleman to him and said, "Sir, how long have you been wed?" 30 years, with a weary sigh. Then he thoughtfully added, "Why? 30 years with that woman there? No wonder the top of his head is bare." 30 years. Swearing is wicked, and smoking's not good. He swore and he smoked. I should think that he would. 30 years with that woman there. It's just not hardly the thing to do to roast him on earth and in the future, too. So, St. Peter, angel Gabriel, give him a harp. Give him a harp with golden strings, and a glittering robe and a pair of wings. And see that on the finest ambrosia he feeds, for... and give him a cushion, one alone, up to the throne. And so they did. They give him a glittering robe and a pair of wings, and he said as he entered the realms of day, "Well, this beats cucumbers anyway." And so the scriptures have come to pass, that the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. There must be somebody here that's been married 30 years. You want?
Is that something you learned from your mother? You said she did a lot of those kind of funny things.
Mm. Yeah, I did learn that from my mother. Crystal, you gonna sing now? Give me a rest. Because I'm getting hoarse, but Jenny won't let me say that.
I told her she's been saying that ever since I've known her for 12 years. She starts off by saying, "I'm hoarse tonight."
Would you?
Do you really want me to?
Yeah, since I'm
He said, "Yeah, she did."
The Wayfaring Stranger.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world below, there is no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there no more to roam. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I know dark clouds will hover o'er me. I know my pathway's rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more shall weep. I'm going there to see my mother. She said she'd meet me when I come. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I want to sing salvation's story in concert with a blood-washed band. I want to wear a crown of glory when I get there to that good land. I'm going there to see my classmates who've gone before me one by one. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I'll soon be free from every trial. This form shall rest beneath the sun. I'll shed the cross of self-denial and enter in my home with God. I'm going there to see my Savior, who shed for me his precious blood. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home.
Phyllis, I've heard you sing a version of the lager, I think it's called.
What?
The lager.
The logger.
The logger? Is it called the logger? One morning, one morning.
Oh.
You want to sing that?
Okay. One morning in May, yeah. I saw a young couple wandering. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know what it was called. one morning, in May, I spied a young couple wandering away beside the river in the beautiful spring. Two sea waters glide here, the nightingales sing. Hand in hand they walked and they talked along together, and where they were going they did not say whether, but I think they were going along by the spring. Two sea waters glide here, the nightingales sing. They hugged and they kissed and they squeezed around the middle, and out of his knapsack he drew a fine fiddle. And the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. 'Twas sweeter than music and nightingales sing. Ah, now, said the soldier, 'tis time to give o'er. Ah, no, said the lady, play just one tune more. For I'd rather hear one click of the strings than to see waters glide here, the nightingales sing. They tarried and tarried an hour or two, but nary a tune from his fiddle he drew. But the tune that he played made the valleys all ring. 'Twas sweeter than music and nightingales sing. Alas, said the lady, will you marry me? Ah, no, said the soldier, that never can be. I've a wife in old Ireland and babies of three, and the prettiest baby you ever did see. I'll go back to old Ireland and stay there 1 year, and instead of cold water, my drink shall be beer. But if ere I return, it will be in the spring. Two sea waters glide here, the nightingales sing. And now, my fair maidens, take warning from me. Never place your affection in a soldier so free. He'll hug you, he'll kiss you like this one done me, and leave you in sorrow with the babe on your knee. Sing and rock-a-bye, baby, sing a rock-a-bye-bye. Sing rock-a-bye, baby, sing rock-a-bye-bye. I'm hoarse, Jenny.
Are you singing? Do you have a lozenge in your mouth? You got a couple of them.
Mm-hmm. Like a squirrel.
Phyllis, maybe you could tell us to take a little break from singing. Just talk a little bit about the people in your family that sang. I know you said your mother sang.
Yeah. My dad died when I was less than a year old. We had things pretty rough. And my mother and my grandmother always sang, though. Mom would go down the... We had a garden up on the hill in Sand Fork. She'd come down the road singing from the garden, and they'd say, Arlene, are you happy? And she'd say, no. just whistling to keep up my courage. But we had good times, too. The kids would gather around in the house, and Mom would tell them tales and sing them songs. And I knew we was poverty-stricken, but I thought everybody had good times and bad times. It didn't seem to bother me that much. I wonder, today, if the kids was just left without anything to play, without only to make up their own playthings, how they'd get along. They'd be bored stiff.
Might start singing.
They might start singing.
And Phyllis's husband, Jesse, is also a singer and a shape note singing school teacher, as Clyde was, who was here yesterday.
Yes, Jesse did that for a lot of years, and up until just, well, he's been going downhill some and hadn't been going around very many places, but we still went to the nursing home and sang. But Jesse's had a couple of heart attacks just recently, so I don't know if he's going to be able to go back to the nursing home and sing anymore or not. But he was a good singer.
Are there any shape note songs that you do?
Me?
Yeah, with that awful part?
No.
That you just like to tune out?
I think from what I've heard of your singing and Jesse's singing, Jesse, first of all, he's what, 24 years older than you?
Yeah.
Your singing has been real independent of one another. I don't think I've ever heard you sing shape notes.
No.
And he doesn't, Jesse doesn't sing these ballads and things that you sing.
No.
He listens, and when she sings, and she listens when he sings.
That's the only time we ever listen.
I know.
Well, Phyllis is taking just a little break from singing here. Frank said he wanted to say it. A word about Phyllis.
I've been going to Glenville Festival, our state folk festival, for many years, and she was there, dogs interfering with my speech. She was there far back as I can remember, but we won't go into that. But one time I got there pretty early. And I don't know who was with you. We might have been on your own then, but no, there was somebody with you. It wasn't this gorgeous creature, but anyway. Got there around the stage, the area behind the stage and out in that lot there. Those of you been there know. And I said, "Is Phyllis Marks here?" I knew she was going to be on the program. And Lee Tripp, his old fiddler, was there. And I asked him, is Phyllis here yet? And he said, "Yeah." I said, "I saw her in there." And I said, "Is she okay?" He said, "I reckon," said, "but whoever's with her," he named who was brought up here, says, "they thought she'd OD'd on Formula 44.
I thought he was going to tell about them kilts again.
Phyllis, don't you sing a version of the Soldier and the Lady? Other than that one there, the one about the... somebody help me. Do you know that? Do you know that the lady in the garden, pretty fair miss in the garden?
I don't think so.
I'm sure you do. If I could think of the first line.
Lord Randall? Lord Randall?
No.
Phyllis, do the one you do that part, you have part talking in it. You know, you talk some and then you sing some. You did last night.
Air Patty Was a Boy? That's the one.
Yeah, that's a real interesting combination.
You want to do that?
Whatever you
do. Well, I don't know where this song come from. Mother had a couple of ornery stepbrothers. She laid everything, all the parodies and things that was made to the song, she laid them on to them. So they may have made up this song, I don't know. But I liked it as a kid. Ere Paddy was a boy who looked out for number one. Ere Paddy was a boy when the eating did begun. His mither was a Murphy, and he was his mother's son, and he ate till he burst in the morning. We got on board a ship and started for America, and we hadn't been on board very long. Ere the vessel sprung a leak, she let water in below. Go bring the doctor quick, said Patsy, send the lever go. I had the same complaint myself, and furlin' let it go, and I thought that I should die before the morning. We hadn't been on shore very long till a battle begun, and along came a cannonball and shrapped the head of the captain. And says he, Pat, says he, and if you have any regard for your old captain, says he, you'll go out and hunt up his head, says he. I'll do it, says I. And I got out and I got looking around and I spied a head rolling uphill toward a canteen of whiskey. And I picked it up and I took it to him. And I says, Cap, says I, here's your head, says I. Tis not, says he. Tis, says I. Tis not, says he. Tis, says I. Tis not, says he. Tis, says I. So I throwed his head in his own face, and divil a one other head I'll bring you, and I walked off a-singing. Ere Paddy was a boy who looked out for number one. Ere Paddy was a boy when the eating did begun. His mither was a Murphy, and he was his mother's son, and he ate till he burst in the morning.
Okay, all the Elder Hostel people, we're going to go down to the pit right now. All right?
Just take a short break and see all these books.
What was that song you were going to sing?
Was it really my son, or what else would that say?
Where are you singing? It's Willie, my son. What, do you have a name for this?
Well, it's sort of like Lord Randall, but it's called Willie, my son.
Somebody asked for Lord Randall a little bit ago. Was that you, Philip? And Phyllis thinks she might remember that, so.
It's not Lord Randall, but it's something similar. Oh, where have you been, oh, Willie, my son? Oh, where have you been, my dear and pretty one? I've been to see my sweetheart, mother make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What do you want for your supper, oh, Willie, my son? What do you want for your supper, my dear and pretty one? Fresh fish fried in butter, mother make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. I fear you are poisoned, oh Willie, my son. I fear you are poisoned, my dear and pretty one. Oh yes, I am poisoned, mother make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What do you leave to your brother, oh Willie, my son? What do you leave to your brother, my dear and pretty one? My horse and my saddle, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What do you leave to your father, oh Willie, my son? What do you leave to your father, my dear and pretty one? My watch and my chain, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What do you leave to your sister, oh Willie, my son? What do you leave to your sister, my dear and pretty one? My house and my lot, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What do you will to your mother, oh Willie, my son? What do you will to your mother, my dear and pretty one? My gold and my silver, mother, make my bed soon, for I'm sick at my heart and I want to lie down. What he will to your sweetheart, oh Willie, my son. What he will to your sweetheart, my dear and pretty one. A blazing hot fire to dry her bones by, for I'm sick at my heart and I know I must die. Say this about that song, but it always struck me that that mother wouldn't let her son die till she will, till he willed everybody something.
Where did you learn that?
I guess from Mom. Mm-hmm. Have you, you know that?
Not quite that way. I never heard it quite that way.
I might sing Bluebell. That's got a parody.
Another parody? Okay.
This Civil War song. Bluebell, my heart is aching. Sweetheart, you must not sigh. Bluebell, my heart is breaking. I've come to say goodbye. Goodbye, my bluebell, farewell to you. One last fond look into your eyes of blue. Mid campfires gleaming, mid shot and shell, I will be dreaming of my own bluebell. Bluebell, they are returning. Each greets a sweetheart true. Bluebell, my heart is yearning. Never a one greets you. Goodbye, my bluebell. Farewell to you. One last fond look into your eyes of blue. Mid campfires gleaming, mid shot and shell, I will be dreaming of my own bluebell. This one has a parody also, laid on to the stepbrothers. Belle was a hired girl's name. The fire she tried to light, she threw in a can of coal oil and a handful of dynamite. There was a loud explosion. Oh, it was sad to tell. It blew the stove through the ceiling, and it also blew Belle. Oh, where it blew Belle, far, far away. The house went up in the morning and came down next day. Wherever it blew Belle, we never learned. I guess she went to heaven, she's too green to burn. Crystal's ready again.
What's the old ballad that you sing that has, I can't think of the name, but it has Lady Annabelle in it?
Lady Annabelle.
Nancy Bell.
Oh, that's Lord Lovell.
Lord Lovell. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, you got it right at the time Bo said.
Do you want to sing that one?
Okay. Lord Lovell, he stood at his own castle gate. Coming is milk white steed, When up stepped Lady Nancy Bell to wish her lover good speed, 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 to wish her lover good speed. Oh, where are you going, Lord Lovell? She cried. Where are you going? Cried she. I'm going away, Lady Nancy Bell, strange countries for to see, see, see. Strange countries for to see. When will you be back, Lord Lovell? She cried. When will you be back? Cried she. In a year or two or three at the most, I'll return to my Lady Nancy, see, see. I'll return to my Lady Nancy. He had not been gone but a year and a day. Strange countries for to see. When languishing thoughts came into his head, Lady Nancy Bell he would see, see, see. Lady Nancy Bell he would see. He rode and he rode and he rode and he rode till he came to London town. And there he heard St. Clement's bell, and the people all mourning around, round, round, and the people all mourning around.